Hello and welcome to another Modern Commerce Talks from Aventia. Thanks so much for joining us today and delighted to be talking today with Andrew Kumar from Contentful. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, good. And thanks so much for being with us. We're doing a couple of talks with Andrew and we're going to start just broadly, I guess, talking about the idea of content platforms really and where they fit in the world of modern commerce. So that's our kind of introductional sort of question here, Andrew. So if we start with that, what role does a content platform play in modern commerce? What's your take on that?
Right. I love this question. I always start with kind of the customer view, right? So customers or end users can go any kind of any way, anywhere online. There's so much supply, so many different variables. There's so much to buy. And because there's so much to buy, there's so much options. So the demands on what those experiences need to look like just increase over time. What we're finding is a traditional commerce experience will need to supply more and more content to educate and enrich and inform that buyer, but simultaneously, you know, gain that conversion, get that cart start, increase your basket size. So this is where the kind of old school CMS versus the new school content platform and headless somewhere in between tends to, this is where we, you know, content platforms tend to take shape in a commerce experience because supplying that content into that commerce experience is a challenge. In the old school CMS, you have a lot of pages and you make a lot of pages and you may likely they're disconnected from that product details or that commerce experience. It just kind of sits adjacent. And what we're finding is, no, we need to bring in the FAQs, the support information, lifestyle, imagery, brand, benefits, kind of this story-led content approach. I really like the Bang & Olufsen website, you know, high-end products, really high quality. They've taken a really good story-led approach to building out their new commerce experience. And well, they kind of have to, you know, high-end equipment, high-end electronics, but it's really pleasant. It's a really engaging experience. So I suspect that will be where the future will go to around the need for modern commerce. And then where content platforms come into the mix is they allow you to store, centralize, and author and create that content in an abstract way to then feed it into that experience. So the designer has a lot of flexibility. The merchandisers have a lot of flexibility in how they want to craft that experience to meet the needs of those consumers, but simultaneously support conversion and basket cart start type of initiatives. So it's a really exciting time. I would say, you know, 50% of the projects that I get brought into have a commerce element in it, given kind of the state of the nation, state of the world. And this is really kind of the fitting of a content platform. And where a CMS to a content platform and where that's kind of evolved, in the original CMS, you manage, you store your database, your authoring and your pages are all kind of bundled in one system.
Yeah.
And then headless pushed the needle and said, okay, we're going to put storage and authoring in one system. And then the APIs in another infrastructure, another system to then feed that content where it needs to go. And then where it goes next is content platform, where you have multiple ways to compose and author and edit your content and store it in flexible ways, enrich it with integrations, feed it through the APIs, and then recompose them for many different ways and areas for those end consumers. So it's, I kind of see there's a bit of an evolutionary path here is, and a lot of folks are talking about composable commerce or modular or building blocks. Where content platforms takes it is it also creates a bit of a composable interface system for your teams to move faster, to be able, so one tool or utility to author your content, one tool to model how you're going to store the content, one tool to do inline editing. So, you know, one tool to scheduling your and unscheduling your product releases across global regions, across different markets. So this collection of tools for your team members to move faster is your content platform. And this decoupling almost on both ends to maximize flexibility is very key in the content world, especially when we need to support what the modern day commerce looks like. And I think about commerce, I've been talking a lot about QSR and commerce in quick serve restaurants, and there's in-store kiosks, there's click and collect, there's mobile apps, Everything's contactless, curbside delivery, in store or to your home delivery. Those are all now digitally powered experiences to run a transaction, to run a some sort of commerce experience. It's not on your website anymore. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And that was what I was going to mention, actually. I think you've mentioned this before, but the Contentful thinks of itself as being quite omnichannel, which is super, super cool from my point of view. A lot of my knowledge and experience is in the world of physical stores. And I find that really interesting. So, you know, how does Contentful kind of, in the way that it operates, in the way that you guys do business, you mentioned a few examples there, but why is it so good for some of those omni-channel experiences? And why is that so central to what you do?
So the so good, I think there's a couple of different components. One of them is the delivery and kind of global scalable delivery. The expectation is kind of like electricity or Wi-Fi. It's always on, it's always available. Uptime is super high, increasingly fast. That expectation, all of our customers, customers and their end users have that expectation. So then they have that expectation of us. This is one of Contentful's strong suit around reliability and scalability. So we can support global brands in a very fast and efficient way. So that's kind of one of the components in this omni-channel view, because the old world and the old systems, and I come from a bit of a enterprise legacy background. A lot of the systems were built for a call center agent or a retail store agent, where you might have a few thousand transactions an hour because there's a human limitation. I have to talk to a human. There's just, you know, 1,000 interactions or 10,000 interactions that happen every hour. When we go online, we're looking at 1 million to 10 million interactions that happen online. So those systems built for thousands of interactions do not scale to tens of millions of interactions, to hundreds of millions. Like if we think about a cyber weekend or holiday shopping periods, like those are hundreds of millions of interactions. So Contentful scale, it was built from that, from day zero. And then another component around omnichannel is consistency in the customer experience. So the current way of setting up omnichannel is I have one system that handles my voice skills. I have another system that handles my in-store kiosk, like my POS. I have another system that handles my online experience, another one for my mobile system. And as an end customer, end user, I don't care that you have 10 systems behind the scenes powering all these experiences. I just need my information. I need it fast. I want to do I have the challenge though, is you end up with 10 teams that are disconnected and there'll be a brief, and then all 10 teams will take the brief, rewrite the content, copy paste it. So there's a big efficiency challenge in the organization. And then things happen. And there's changes and inconsistencies and modifications because each of those 10 systems have different constraints. So your voice skill might have different information than your in-store kiosk, than your online experience, than your mobile app. And those differences add up to very unhappy customers. Because depending on what channel I go to, I get different information. Mm. If I call the call center, I might get a different price. And if you start thinking about the pains that you put on your end customers by everything being disconnected. Now, this is where Contentful comes in, because Contentful can say you can have this, your same content go in all of your spots. You can author it once and then pipe it through the APIs into all those different applications. At least your content is consistent across the board. And then when we look at this is, you know, a lot of the exciting work that Davensia is doing around bring together multiple platforms or multiple capabilities to do the same thing. You have one capability in content, you can cascade it across omnichannel. You have one capability in commerce, you can cascade it across all of your different channels. So you have consistency for those end users and ultimately happy end users that will convert and buy and, you know, be happy to engage with your brand.
Yeah. And I think just as a kind of, just a final point on this for the last minute or two, I think, going back to what you said at the beginning, you kind of hinted at this idea that of CMS being kind of a legacy term, which I find really interesting. And you think of Contentful, more as a content platform. Do you think that that obviously that's something specifically to do with how you perceive things and what's going on at Contentful? But is that something you see when you go out to clients, you go out to prospects? Is that a bit of an issue that people still think maybe in these kind of legacy ways about what a CMS is and does?
Yeah, I definitely. There is a bit of a mental or mindset shift that happens when we start talking to customers, prospects, because there's no folders, right? There's no file structure. There's no web pages. You're storing content and then you're seeding it into a bunch of different experiences. And there's no like, okay, I click and then I take a look. If you need a preview environment for your website, there's a preview button, but that's wired up to something that your designers and devs have built. So this notion of, I do end up with, you know, speaking to a lot of customers that think of when they hear CMS, they think, oh, it's my website builder. But then what do I use for my mobile? Do I have to buy something else? What do I use for my in-store? Do I have to buy or my displays? Do I have to buy something else? And then that's where Contentful says, no, like we don't do the website, but we also don't do anything else out of the box, but you can use the same underlying system to get all the same content in all of those experiences and touch points. And then we have partners like Avencia that actually bridge that gap and say, okay, here's your website connector. Here's your other channel connector. Here's your mobile connector. And they bridge that gap in a very fast and efficient way. And ultimately with a really high degree and a high quality experiences. That's also the secondary part. When you have a website builder, you're kind of stuck to the templates that are the templating system that exists in your previous CMS. If you want to go outside of the box to build something that looks like a Bang & Olufsen or looks like an Apple experience, you kind of can't. You have to put a significant amount of effort to break it apart and then reassemble to make that high quality experience. So there's overhead in that way. So this is kind of why I think there's going to be a major market shift in how organizations treat content as a strategic asset.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I feel like we have maybe hit a bit of a plateau in terms of like CMS and the way that, I guess CMS has got so good and it's so ever present. And there'll be so many cool businesses you see that have been powered through Squarespace that there's this sense that a CMS can do anything. And I'm not a web design guy, but I always have a strong sense that when I see a website that blows my mind, I'm like, yeah, this isn't built on Squarespace. This is not, you know, there's some, and so it's really interesting what you say, because I, you know, even as a non-expert from the outside looking in, what you just said makes so much sense that actually there's an extra level that comes from, you know, stepping beyond the CMS. But at the same time, then I'm thinking, God, yeah, how do you actually ensure that the content all fits together?
Yeah, the challenge I see is when you go from CMS to content platform, to a certain degree, you're removing capabilities and adding guardrails for content authors and content folks who are used to do it. They can do whatever they want in a CMS, drag, drop. I'm going to, you know, select this section, make it bold, highlight it yellow, change the font to red. We're removing all of that. And part of that design is, okay, we're going to put some restrictions and guardrails here, but then we're going to empower designers and developers. And then those designers can make those amazing award-winning designs. The developers can craft really high quality code. And when you bring that kind of team of humans together collaboratively, now you have a tool where all three groups of humans can work really efficiently to build really great work. So it's a bit more of a balanced way of working.
Yeah, that's awesome. Andrew, thank you so much. And I'll join you for another one soon. That's everything for this Modern Commerce Talk. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.